We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks post-game live presented by Manscaped. Knicks and Magic in the return match, the home and home at MSG. You're hoping the Knicks would go 3-0 in this one, man, but hey, Magic clapped back in a big way. Led by Cole Anthony to start it off, and closed by Terrence Ross, the microwave. Knicks just could not get anything going offensively all night. No fluidity. Shots weren't falling. The Splash Brothers from Friday night were just ice cold from three. And defensively, they just weren't there, man. Got out hustled, got out muscled down the stretch. And that's all she wrote. 110 to 104. Knicks go down at home. CP the franchise here. Ashley Moss, JD Sports Talk. Well, JD, there goes the 50 burger, man. Turn off the grill. It's getting real now. Adversity. We caught an L. They coming back inside. Give me some thoughts on this game, man.
Well, as you said, no 50 burger tonight.
No 50 burgers tonight, man.
I mean, I paid the gas bill, but the stove doesn't want to turn on tonight. Try to get the stove to turn on. It does not want to turn on tonight, so... You know, but we'll try it back the next game. Listen, this is definitely a disappointing loss. I think that's the term, the appropriate term to use. It's a disappointing loss, you know, especially after the way that we played against Orlando on the road, you know, and then coming back at home, our second home game after a late game winning game against the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Disappointing, man. Disappointing all around. All out struggle. You know, the offense continued to shoot, you know, a bunch of threes. We just couldn't make threes today. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because when the game was close in the fourth, and I believe we were up one, I had texted Sports Vibes TV, and I said at that point Terrence Ross had 0 points. I said, this is the type of game that now this is a guy that could really create separation here. Because Terrence Ross, I compare him to like a J.R. Smith, a Jamal Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Microwave.
In the fact that these guys are so streaky, they can get hot. And as you go along in the season, I guarantee you, when you look at any Orlando Magic wins that they have in the season, go look at that box score, and I guarantee you Terrence Ross would have had a good game. But look, In terms of perspective, listen, you know, the Hawks lost to the Cavaliers. If we, this is, you know, you're banking on human performance.
Yeah.
This is, you know, any given day, right? This is not computerized, right? The Hawks lost to the Cavaliers. The Hornets beat the Nets. You know, the Suns smoked the Lakers, and then they got smoked by 30 the next game against the Blazers. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put perspective on this. I have to put perspective. I'm on the 50th burger bandwagon, so how can I not put perspective on this disappointing loss? So, you know, it's early, and if you look around the NBA, you've seen some wacky losses, and it's going to happen. I mean, yeah. In the 82-game season, even the best of teams, the teams that win 60 games, you look at all around, you look at their loss column, they've had disappointing losses. So the only positive, let's have it today, have it early. And, you know, I'm sure we'll break down player performances as we go along tonight.
Yeah, well, 100%. Ash, what were your takeaways from today's game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the word of the night, disappointing, especially off the game that we just came off of against the exact same team. You would hope that that same trajectory would go into, especially when you're playing on your home court, you know, playing at home. You have the home crowd, but you also have the familiarity of the court you're playing on, right? You know it, and you know it well. I think, obviously, Julius Randle, 16 rebounds, 30 points from him. Derrick Rose, big night off the bench with 23. Couldn't really expect more from those guys, but I think it's everything in the middle that's disappointing. RJ Barrett didn't have a good night. Mitchell Robinson obviously scared Knicks fans to death when he hit the ground. Double-double from him, a quiet one, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Evan Fournier, very quiet from him. Kemba Walker, very quiet from him. So it's the guys in between that really didn't hold their weight. And we spoke about this going into this season, the difference maker. And one of the things that we were very looking forward to was that now in the offseason, you got those acquisitions that can help Julius Randle not have to do most of the legwork, right? And tonight they didn't hold down the fort for him. So eventually Julius is going to go cold at some point in that game. And we saw that in spurts throughout the game, right? Quarter here, quarter there, a little piece of that quarter, a little piece of that quarter. And you can't go ahead and rely on him to solely keep the ship afloat anymore. Yeah. You have too much talent on the team to even expect that from him. And again, he is a human like JD spoke to, and he's going to go cold. And that's just what it is. And it's about how do you combat that? And I think also he realized that his teammates were not having a good night. So you didn't see him pass the ball like he should have, because it's like passing the ball to who? Nobody else is scoring tonight. I have to do all that work. And it's reverting back to old habits, that old hero ball mentality, where last season he had to have that mentality, right? Because he really was the only one outside of some contributions from Derrick Rose and RJ Barrett here and there. He was the only one really that was responsible for getting the points on the board and helping to secure wins. It was predominantly on his back. Mm-hmm. And we kind of saw him revert to old habits. It's just going to go ahead and take everyone doing their part to kind of make sure that he doesn't revert back to that, because you can see how easily he does.
Yeah, 100%. And look, in the first half, he had it cooking. I thought he was flaming Wendell Carter, Bamba. It didn't matter who was guarding him. I thought he had it going in the first half. Second half, I thought it was just way too much ISO ball. And overall, there was just a lack of continuity within the offense. You know, Fournier, 3 from 11 from the field. RJ, 5 of 17. Julius himself, 8 of 24. You know, a lot of settling for one pass and shot, two pass and shot. There just wasn't too much fluidity going on with the offense. Once again, it was the second unit that came in and picked us up after the slow start. You know, Derrick Rose, outstanding game. He was the best Knick tonight. Again, an efficient game for Rose, efficient as a shooter, efficient as a passer, getting the offense going. He was the best point guard on the floor, you know, between he and Kemba. Tibbs went to go close with him, as we saw. But again, it just wasn't enough help from especially Fournier and RJ. You know, your wings, you got 8 of 28 shooting from those guys, and 3 for 14 from downtown. That's just not going to get it done. Needs a lot more help. You mentioned Mitch.
I mean, I don't think it's any, you know, I'm looking at the chat right now. It's definitely no need to sound the alarm. Like,
it's three games out of three.
Played literally three games so far this season. You could be in worse situations. You see the Lakers, who are still the favorites to go to the chip, and they're losing the team that they're supposed to be beating. They look a mess. The Nets are a disaster right now. I mean, Milwaukee went ahead and blew the Nets out by, 40 in one game, and then lost to Miami by 40. I mean, this is just the growing pains of the very beginning of the season. A lot of teams are figuring it out. a lot of teams are getting the rust off. It's nothing to sound the alarm off, guys. It's, you gotta relax.
Three, it's game three out of 82, man. It's game three out of 82. And like you said, everybody has up and down games. The Hawks lost to Cleveland last night. It happens. Overall, the shots just were not falling. The shots were not falling for us.
Yeah.
You know, again, there were some concerns defensively. You had Cole Anthony go off, 21 first half points. He finished with a double-double, 29 and 19. He was flaming Kemba up, flaming the guards. That's not a good look. And then again, Terrence Ross, that was RJ's responsibility. That was Burks' responsibility. Neither one of them could check Terrence Ross. Yes, he is a microwave. He's capable of doing that. This is a guy that dropped 50 points once upon a time. So he's capable of getting it going, no matter who's guarding him. But either way, our wings just were not defending well tonight at all. You mentioned Mitch Ash, and again, another scary moment thinking we almost lost Mitch again. And you know, in Mitchell Robinson's absence, another area that hurt us was our lack of rim protection. Every time Mitch went out the game, no Noel again tonight. What's going on with him? We have no idea. But he's now far behind the eight ball with no preseason, no training camp, with a knee injury. So we got to see what goes on with him. But they went with Taj and Obi, no Sims. So you had no rim protection there. And each time Mitch went out, Magic were able to take advantage of that. Mitch, when Mitch came back in, JD, after we thought we lost him to a potential knee injury, he came right back in, stripped the Magic three times, got an offensive rebound, got fouled. I mean, Mitch's defense, his paint protection was certainly on display in his minutes. You know, I thought that was a bright spot in this loss.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, as soon as he went out, you know, the Magic understood, you know, the personnel that was out on the floor. Not only the Magic, it's going to be a theme throughout the season, unless Noel can get back healthy and if he is inserted into some minutes in a backup role. This is what teams are going to do. Teams understand now. Like, the Knicks are known around the NBA as a very good team. And so, you know, scouting reports are going to pay attention to, you know, the point guard position is a weak point at defense, so we have to attack that. But let's also look at Mitchell Robinson. Let's also look at the Knicks center rotation. As soon as Mitchell Robinson is out, teams are going to think this is our opportunity. And as you saw, you know, Mosley immediately was inserting those guards that could get to the basket to make sure that, you know, this is our chance to make runs.
Yeah.
And Mitchell Robinson tonight was only one of three players that was a positive in the plus minus department. So that also goes to show you when he was out on the floor, you know, the Knicks were playing well. And, you know, this also is going to test Tibbs. We talked about, you know, tonight it didn't work in terms of going with Obi and Randle. What does this do to Tibbs' confidence moving forward and using that combination? Because we all know Tibbs' emphasis is 48 minutes of rim protection. And that's why in the 82 game season, you need everyone. I know, you know, fans don't think that Noel is very talented, and I get it. There's other players on the roster and in that rotation that are more offensively gifted than him, but he does offer an important ingredient that, like I said, when the season started, because we don't have some of those perimeter players, defensive players that we lost, our rim protection is going to be key in nights like tonight where we're just not hitting shots.
Yeah.
If you're not hitting shots and now you're letting Cole Anthony, you know, and here's the other part about Cole Anthony. It's not even only the points. I couldn't believe this stat when I looked at the box score.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Anthony has 16 rebounds.
16 boards. 16 boards.
You know what I mean? He had more rebounds than Mo Bamba.
Also, the thing to look at is obviously, you know, the players on the court and things like that. But I think probably what I took from this game more than anything was the Knicks on paper are the better team. But the Orlando Magic played better four quarters of basketball and they were coached better. And I think that's also something we have to look at. Tibbs has to also, you know, when we speak about players not falling back into old ways, you know, Julius Randle not playing hero ball and having that mentality, we also have to look on the other side of that and look at Tibbs for not falling back into old ways either. There was no reason that in that fourth quarter he shouldn't have made adjustments. Julius Randle was exhausted. There was no reason that Tibbs could have adjusted his lineup and go ahead and say, you know what, Randle? You've done a lot. You're exhausted. Let me go ahead and switch this up a little bit. Let me try something else. He can't go ahead and get stuck in this pattern of stubbornness where he is determined to make the lineups and the rotations that he wants to work. The course of a game changes your game plan. And we said this last season, just because you went into the game with one game plan doesn't mean that as the game unfolds, that that game plan is going to continue to work, especially when you have a night where most of your guys, especially your stars at halftime, Julius Randle was the only starter in double digits. That's a problem. So you should go into halftime and say, look, what can we do to adjust this? As the game is unfolding, even in the fourth quarter, you see Julius Randle has been doing a lot of the work himself. He's exhausted. How can we go ahead and relieve him, but then also go ahead and make sure we're in a conducive environment to win the game? There has to be a level of fault for everybody. And I think Tibbs has some of that in trying to, again, fit a triangle into a circle peg sometimes. It's like, if it's not working, what else can you do to make it work? Because Julius Randle was doing more damage than good sometimes being on that court because he was just gassed.
And that's an excellent, excellent, excellent point, Ashley, because listen, I don't want to be negative tonight. I can't be. I said I have, I'm in the 50 burger bandwagon, so I'm putting perspective. I have to put perspective. However, Ashley is speaking some truth there in that this is going to be something to watch. Let's not overreact tonight, but it is something that we have to watch as the season goes along and hopefully in the playoffs in terms of Tibbs management, rotation management, also the way that he either calls plays late and who he decides to run the offense through. And the reason I say that is because, CP, I was slightly disappointed in the fact that we didn't go to Rose more to end the game. Forcing it to Randle. Still had Randle bringing the ball up. Still had Randle shooting threes. And my attitude, the way the game was going, you see, you have to feel the game. There's a rhythm to the game, right? Yeah. And sometimes you have to say to yourself, you know what? You're our best player, but and you have the stats. Fantasy players, they're happy with Randle's performance tonight. But in terms of efficiency, he just wasn't there, and he wasn't getting the best of shots in key moments.
Running through Rose, man.
Rose was going off.
Running through Rose.
I'm thinking, run every single play. LeBron does this where if you can't stop a play, he runs. He doesn't care if you know what play is coming. If you're not stopping it, he's going to that play every single time down court.
Yeah.
I would have preferred us run the offense to Rose at the very least. If he wasn't going to shoot it, you're confident that maybe someone else gets a better rhythm shot. We forced a little bit too much, and that's going to be something that I'm going to be watching from Tibbs, going forward this season.
Man,
so I want to see these situations.
I understand, people saw the Randle, shot. He made the buzzer beater in the preseason finale. I still want to know Rose's hands in the clutch. What I'm saying? That's just me. On the rotations and JD, I felt like at one point I was validated because Tibbs had my closing rotation out there. He had Rose, RJ, my guy Burks, Randle.
You let me know it. I saw that.
I did send you that DM. I said, watch the closing lineup. We lit right now. but it wasn't so much, man. But as you said, Rose had it going, hit those back-to-back threes to keep us in the game. But it just was a little bit too late. And then he goes back to Fournier with 4 minutes left in the fourth. Fournier's ice cold. First shot he takes is a deep three, which, to me was ill-advised. But that's one of the things, again, as we go through this season, Tibbs is going to have to manage. How do you manage that depth? Are you going to go Rose over Kemba? Good job. You stick with Rose. Kemba's, he doesn't have it right now. Are you going to go with Burks versus Fournier? Those questions are going to continue all season long. At what point do you go to one guy or go back to the other? Tonight, my guy Burks didn't have it tonight. Didn't really have it tonight. I would have rather seen Fournier come in a little bit early in the fourth, try to get back into a rhythm, back into a flow, but just wasn't meant to be tonight.
And that's a really good point, is how do you manage the depth, right? Because before last season, the conversation was, well, Tibbs can't manage what he doesn't have, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're on the other side of the spectrum. Now you have the depth, so how are you going to manage it? And I think, going back to the previous point we were making, you got to figure out who is your closer. You got to figure out who you're most comfortable running the offense through. And look, that may not always be Derrick Rose. Sometimes it may not be Derrick Rose's night, but it has to be a clear thought process on Tibbs' side where it's like, okay, if it's not Rose tonight, if Randle's not going to be our primary scorer, if RJ's not going to do this, how do I adjust? Because at the end of the day, the players are going to run what the coach draws up for them, right? And that's not saying that Julius Randle does not have to be better at executing and passing that ball out. That is something I've been very critical of him in the past. He has a mentality that he always has this hero ball mentality, where it's, if I don't take the shot, nobody else is going to take the shot. Nobody else can take the shot. You got four other guys in the court with you, Julius. It doesn't always have to be you. RJ, you know, didn't have a great night tonight. He does this sometimes where he just kind of fades into the background and he'll quietly do things there, here and there. But I need more aggression from you, RJ. You can't just, you know, sulk into the background.
Yeah.
Everybody has their individual things that they need to work on. But Tibbs is responsible for the whole collective unit. And he has to be better at managing the depth, managing the rotations, and most importantly, making the adjustments when they have to be made, and not sticking with a mindset that you went in there with, because the course of a game changes in the blink of an eye. And we saw that tonight.
That's a fact. That is a
fact. They doing us dirty on the super chats too, CP. A couple people complaining, saying that it's not working. Oh, we got.
Yeah, so people saying the super chat's not working?
Yeah, they say, oh, you know, Junior Caroma. A few people say they tried to send something.
Oh,
so I guess it's on and off, because someone was able to send it.
But yeah, we got a couple. I see a couple have come through. Let me know the message that you guys are seeing with the super chats not coming through. Let me know the error message that you're getting. I haven't experienced that. I'm seeing a couple get through. So let me know the message that you're getting from YouTube. Speaking of which, salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Climbing up to 1,000 people on the chat. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP, Ashley Moss, JD Sports Talk in the building. Knicks go down at MSG 110-104 in the rematch against the Magic. Look, Magic just, they played harder, played tougher all night. And they came out victorious, man. I'm with you, though, JD. Once I saw Terrence Ross hit that first shot in the fourth, I said, ah, here we go. I said, he's about to get started. Here we go. And my man would not stop. Damn near tied the Knicks' output in points. He finished with 22 points in the fourth quarter alone. So
that's all he got.
That's all he had.
22.
That's all he
all
had.
In the fourth.
Yeah,
all,
man.
All
speaking of the super chats that have come through so far, and we're going to get to the phones next. 657-383-1509 is the number to call. Russell Whiskey sends a super chat. He says, hero ball is Randall's kryptonite. King Matthew sends a super chat. He says, one, we got to hit these open threes, bro. Howie hit 24 threes to 13. Number two, I'm not worried, though, but we got to win games like this. Number three, oh, my Lord, please, NYK, hit your free throws. And number four, Evan should have came back more than Burks. All right, King Matthews, I hear that. I hear that. Cam's corner.
Before we get to the phones, it's totally off subject from the actual logistics of the game. Mm-hmm. Was Cole Anthony's mother sitting in Spike Lee's seats?
Was it Spike seats?
I don't know, but that was a little too. That might have thrown some bad juju on him.
I don't know. She was on the floor.
Yeah, Cole Anthony jersey on, which obviously she should. Shout out to moms.
Yeah.
Sitting, I think it was in Spike Lee's seats, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
And that could have thrown us some
bad juju. She was on the floor. I don't know. I got to investigate that, man. I got to investigate.
If anybody saw what seat she was sitting in, if they were spikes, and you know, in the chat, let me know. If they
I don't
weren't,
know, man. Okay. That is kind of bad juju. Shout out Cam's Corner with the super chat. He says, we'll bounce back. Fluke loss, Obi as well, as the rest of the team just couldn't hit. Yeah, nobody could hit shots tonight, man. All right, let's get to the phones and hear what the people got to say, man. Let's kick it off from JJ from Brooklyn. JJ, what's going on?
What's going on? How's everyone doing?
Good, man. How you feeling? On? Good, good.
I'm all right, man. The only 50 burger on my mind right now is my damn Jets giving up 54 to the Patriots.
Ooh.
So I'm tight with that and the Knicks tonight. Oof. Brutal, man.
Oof.
Brutal.
Get some good sleep tonight.
Man, the thing is, you know, it's just, oh, man, frustrating day for sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Randall, it's, you know, it's a lot of ISO. The ball sticks. You can live and die by it when it's working and he's hitting the shots. You know, you don't realize it, that it's not the best type of offense, you know. And then nice night tonight, you really see it. I know he dropped, 30, but, you know, very inefficient. The ball is sticking like crazy. And the thing that I don't get with Knicks fans is I don't get why, you know, people are excited. We got Kemba and Fournier and that Rose is here now. But then they complain about the defense. Like, we knew this. We knew the perimeter defense was going to take a big step down.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're going to improve offensively. But we knew the defense wasn't going to be as good. So point guards are going to hurt us on a consistent basis. I don't see that changing anytime soon with the point guards we have. You know, it's just, you know. And then the last thing with RJ, I know a lot of people are killing him. I see it in the chat, but I don't know. I guess I look at it differently because I never saw, like, a lot of Knicks fans. I feel like they say, you know, they think he's going to be a superstar. I never saw him as that type, like a franchise changer, just in my opinion, you know, even from the jump, you know, from Duke and when he first came to the league. I never saw him as, like, a franchise-changing superstar-type player. I like him, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying trade him, but I just never had those expectations, so... No, that's why I feel like Knicks fans get very frustrated with him when he has bad nights, you know. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think we'll be all right, man. Just the one thing that's frustrating is just, you know, nights like this with the East being way improved.
Yeah.
You know, Charlotte, that was the team that I really thought was going to take that big jump up this year, and they look really good.
East, you know, East so is stacked up, man.
Good.
East,
so these
East
are
is
tough
looking good.
Ones, man.
Yeah.
You got to get these, man.
Yeah,
you got to
yeah.
have a good night, man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, JJ. Have a good night,
Thanks.
Man. Yeah, East
Appreciate
East is tough.
You too.
East is definitely tough, so you don't want to give these type of games away, man. But look, it's better to have this happen in the third game. You learn from it, as Tibbs said over and over again in the press conference, and you move forward. All right, Val.
We got to the bottom of the seats. They were Spike seats.
Oh, come on, Spike.
Cole Anthony is and Spike Lee are cousins somehow, so that's why they were in the seats. So Spike scalped the seats to his family, but the family was the enemy. And
ooh,
you say drama oof. At the Garden.
Come on, Spike, man.
That, but yeah. I respect Spike for keeping it in the family, but damn.
I get it. Sheesh. Come on, man. All right, well. Yeah, I mean.
Talk about a twist.
Kid had a 21 first half points, man. He was killing us. Killings.
Yeah, well, listen, his family had his cousin Spike gave him some good luck for that.
right in front of moms, man. Right in front of moms.
Yeah, to put on a show.
He was shredding us. But yeah, you know, to JJ's point again, you know, the perimeter defense is going to leave a lot to be desired. I don't know how this gets better as the season progresses with the players that we have. And again, it just. It's more pressure on our bigs, which is why Mitch is so important. And when he went down, we got even more exposed because we just had no defense, no rim protection at all. So it's something that's going to be worth watching as the season progresses, for sure.
And it's also why, you know, like, and when to his point about RJ, you know, I always say, you know, your evaluation of players will always be based on what your expectations of them are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously fans that have certain expectations of him are going to evaluate him as such. If you are, you know, of the ones that think he is going to be a superstar right now, he's not playing like a superstar. So, of course, you're going to destroy him. But and that's why I you know, I said that to me, his jump this year was going to be defensively. I wasn't looking for 25 points per game. I was looking for maybe a 1 or 2 point jump in terms of offense. But defensively is where I am, you know, really looking at him to take a jump. And he has started well. Today, I think he took a step back because at the end of the day, CP, if he locks up on Ross, we likely win the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, 100%. You know, you can't allow a six-man or a backup player come into the game and you're a primary defender. That's your assignment. You can't allow someone to go 22 points in the fourth quarter. Like, you just can't. And so that is where I'm disappointed in RJ. The offense, I'm not there yet. Because it's three games, you know, and he's a player that we've seen this before. I remember last season when he went through that real rough stretch. He had like a 4 or 5 game stretch where he couldn't hit a basket. People were saying maybe he should come off the bench. And then we saw how he ended the season. So offensively, I'm not to that point where I'm concerned. It's just I'm looking at him and I do have myself high expectations of him this year defensively.
And I think also it's a little unfair to – I think people forget, and I know this sounds like a broken record, but RJ's only 21. We forget how he's been, like, what, 18 years old?
And people don't like to hear that, but it's true.
It's very rare, unless you're like D. Wade or LeBron James, to come into the league at 18 years old and be a superstar right off the bat and just each year just keep getting better and keep and drastically getting better.
Yeah.
RJ is only 21. If he came into the league after his junior year of college, he'd literally be in his second season or third season if he came in. I mean, this is somebody who we forget that he's so young. And I think that there's growing pains with that. I think to say he's not going to be a superstar, or he is going to be a super, that's it. You don't know what he's going to be. I'd like to think that he's going to be more of a superstar than he's not going to be a superstar. But when people will say, oh, trade him, get rid of him, he's not going to amount to anything. He's just turned 21 years old.
Yeah,
he's not
even
in his grown man body yet. Like, he's not even that guy yet. Like, yeah. I think there's no reason to not be critical of him, but there is a line between being critical and being overcritical for someone who hasn't even reached the plateau of who they're going to be as a player and as a person yet. That's my only thing.
Yeah, that's fair. Man.
I know D Rose run the MVP at 22. Not everybody is Derrick Rose. Okay,
you gotta let the kid cook, man. Development is not linear. Like I said, right now I'm looking for his floor to be 3 and D. And I'll wait for the rest of this game to round out, if it even does. Now, today, he took a couple of mid-range jumpers. They didn't fly. I thought he finished a little bit better around the rim. He had a couple runners, a couple floaters in the rim that looked fairly good. I thought his passing was crisp. It may not show it on the stat sheet. I thought RJ made some sensational passes today as a playmaker. A lot of them didn't convert. But, you know, overall, on the offensive side, I don't think it was that much of a disaster. As people are pointing it out to be.
And I feel like the criticism of RJ would be warranted if we didn't see the improvements that you just mentioned, and we didn't see those each and every year. Now, if he was the same player he was at 18 and he is at 21, I would say, yeah, we got to get rid of him. He's not making any strides. He's literally the same person. There's been no improvements in his game. But it's easy to look at one bad game and say, oh, he's got to go, then looking at the course of his career thus far and seeing the strides that he has made season to season, and they're there. And if he's going to continue that trajectory of continuing to make those strides, 23, 24 years old, you're going to see a drastically different RJ. It's just the basic, that's what statistics are. I mean, it showcases that statistically he gets better each and every season.
Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's hit that like button. We got over 1,000 people in here. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, talking about the Knicks 110-104 loss to the Magic. We're going to go to the Discord and take some calls in a second. Want to shout out a couple super chats that have come in. Shout out Kenny Gales. He says, bum night, lot of hero ball, ISO and sus defense, as well as sus offense. Got to clean that up. Hashtag keep Mitch healthy. Olivia Thomas, shout out Olivia, says, super chat is working for me. Go Knicks. This loss will force our boys to get focused for Tuesday. That's a fact. We got a big test coming up on Tuesday with the Sixers coming into town. So shout out Olivia Thomas.
Let's go.
CT Pittman, my guy CT, sends a super chat, says these are growing pains, but it's not the end of the season already. Casuals are ready to jump off the ledge. Sheesh. It's only three games. It's only game 382, man. It's only game 382.
My favorite thing is, if you look at the chat, the two comments that are really standing out to me the most is, one, now all of a sudden somebody was like, well, we saw the kind of star Obi was in his first season. I don't know which first season you watched, but I didn't see that. What? Second of all, homeboy who keeps putting in the chat should have drafted Keldon Johnson instead. He's a beast. God. You're out of your mind. Okay, I'm just going to move on.
And you don't know who they are, because I feel like, you know, the Hawks fans are in here tonight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're all in here. Orlando fans, bro. You know, the three Orlando fans that exist, they're in here tonight. Everybody's in here tonight, man.
The same people who wanted to trade Obi Toppin for a quarter water and a chopped cheese, and the same people now on the
It's literally game three. I'm seeing a lot too, man.
I'm seeing a lot of new names here today.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of new names, man. If you guys are new viewers, if you guys are new in the chat right now, type in hashtag new, and we'll shout you out if you're Knicks fans. We'll shout you out. Team hashtag new. Throw it up in the chat. All right, to the Discord we go. Pipstar, you up. Pipstar, what's going on? Pipstar.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call, first of all.
Nice, man. Where are you checking in from? Are you in London?
Australia.
I knew it.
Oh, here we go. Ashley couldn't wait. She couldn't wait to kick off with an Australian accent. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can probably hear the accent.
Yeah.
I'm going good. I just want to say before I start, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I love what you guys do.
Thanks, man.
Really appreciate it, so thank you. But first of all, I'm definitely not really worried about the loss tonight. Like, it was a horrible shooting game, especially towards the end. We missed, three or four really good wide-open threes almost. It's going to happen some nights. we can't really go, look, we obviously can't go 82-0 the whole season. So,
yeah.
Yeah, like you said, better to get these games out of the way early. But, yeah, I love seeing the crowds. Like, the stadium's just absolutely packed because here in Australia, like, we haven't had crowds in any sporting games for, like, months. So it's, like, the start of the year almost. So it's just a really, like, cool contrast to see, like, all the stadiums just, like, packed with fans. It's really cool. So I hope you guys, like, really appreciate that because,
yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, well, the opener was good, man. You got to come out here for a game, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's been my dream. Like, I'd love to come to New York and watch a game.
All right, man. Well, definitely appreciate the call. Call back anytime, man. Pipstar in Australia. Salute to Pipstar, man. Pipstar on the check-in. Let's go. Did I miss any team hashtag news in here, JD? Who we got in here, man?
Yeah, we got Ed Santana, hashtag new.
Ed's playing you, man. He's in here every night. He's been in there every night for the last three years.
How about I think it's Venomous. He said hashtag new.
Oh, my boy V. My boy V. Nah, V ain't new, man. That's my boy V. Shout out my boy V, though. Down there in Florida. Yeah, he is a bum-ass Nets fan, but that's my guy. Always support me. Yeah, he's always support me, though. Shout out my guy V, man.
And then we got a Philip. I can't pronounce his last name. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, shout out to Philip, Citizen X. I see Citizen X. I feel like they've been in here before. Shout out to Othello, Ed Santana, always claiming hashtag new, but he's been in here. Miata U says hashtag lurker. So I don't know. He might not be a Knicks fan, but he's in there.
Sima Goats is new. Shout out to them.
All right. Who else you got, Ash?
Charm Boy 72 Abel from Jamaica is new.
Nah, he's in here all the time. Everybody capping tonight, man.
Everybody's scamming tonight.
Everybody's scamming tonight, man. Who?
Stephen Gomez?
Yeah, that's new. So, yeah, all right.
Stephen Gomez?
Yeah.
Let's see who else is new. Y'all are so lame doing this new and you're not new.
I capping tonight.
Oh, David Daniels is he
okay.
new?
Yeah, David Daniels, what's going on?
David Daniels. Yeah. Daniel Mejia, is he new?
Nah.
Oh,
people,
man, I'm not doing this anymore,
people think
y'all.
They got me. I got good memory, man. I know everybody that's in
here. And H, is he new?
No, he's not new. All right.
Oh, come on, guys.
Shout out to Strive. Shout out to Strive, man. Anthony Connolly, what's going on? Charles Dudley, how you feeling? All right. I see some new. I see some you know, people that are in here all the time. But either way, it's all love, man. Let's go back to the Discord. Fredo, you up next. Fredo, what's good, bro?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Yeah, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Good. Ashley, love the show with Sports Illustrated. Super dope.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I wanted to make a point about home and home games. Historically speaking, home and home games are always tough in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't get the stats for last year, but just as an example, in 2019, all home teams that lost the first home and home games went to be 8-0 in the next game. Mm. So
it's good stat, good perspective right there. Good job, bro.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, I'm a basketball nerd, man. Just a nerd, but you know, so like that, to me, that I knew going into the game it was.
I like nerds,
easy.
By the way.
Thank you, Ash.
Shooting a shot there. You better.
I don't make me blush, Ash. the second thing I wanted to say is everybody's talking 50 burger.
Yeah.
But what people got to remember is 50 wins comes with 32 losses, right? So, you know, there's going to be some tough ones. It happens.
Let's
you know,
go.
We got to move on to the next game. Uh-huh. Hopefully we have a strong outing against Philly. And, you know, everybody just, you know, keep your head up, man. There's no reason to stress. It's a long season. It's only game three. Like, you know.
No doubt.
Enjoy it. Have a good night, guys.
Fredo dropping stats,
great
man.
Analysis.
Yeah, we might have to bring Fredo on board.
50 wins comes with 32 losses. Yeah. That's great analysis.
Fredo dropping the numbers, man. Fredo, you might have to join the team. We might need, like how ESPN used to have Stat Boy. You know, in reality, we used to be Stat Boy. Yeah. Yeah,
if you don't like to be on camera, we can have him as a leader.
That's
we
it, man. Just bring him in through the Discord. Just bring him in through the Discord. You know, stat of the night. Salute to Fredo, man. That was a That was a good call. Appreciate that. A couple of the super chats have come in. Fritz Marty Jr. sends a super chat. He says, we lost the battle, but Mitchell not being hurt was a win for me. Yeah, big time, man. I didn't care about the outcome anymore. I'm just looking at Mitch running and trying to see if he was limping. 100%. And they did say, and Mitchell Robinson says he tweaked his ankle because it was a very scary bang-bang play when Jalen Suggs came crashing in on him. It first looked like they banged knees. Then I'm thinking, like, damn, is there, like, structural damage there in his knee? Is it his ankle? Is it Achilles? Is it a broken leg? It could have been literally anything because the way his leg buckled, it was kind of crazy to see. But again, you know, even in his limited minutes, like, as soon as he came back, he was all over the court, bro. He was a force defensively, an absolute force. So, yeah, man, definitely got to keep him healthy. You hope that, you know, he stays that way.
This is going to be a theme all season, CP. As soon as, you know, in the commentator, they said it was the same leg that, you know, he had the injury. I was just nervous.
Yeah, man.
You know, so, and this is just something that we're going to have to deal with. I'm pretty sure he's going to go to the locker room many more times throughout the year just because this is just the type of player he is, you know. You know, he hustles. He tries to block shots. He wants to play well, and you know, this is just something that we're gonna have to deal with, and just hope that he stays healthy.
Yeah, no question about it.
And Ash, I think you made a mistake saying that you like nerds because not everybody in the chat wants to be a nerd. So
I love smart men. I love smart men. There's nothing wrong. Hey, with
nerds. You leaked the tip.
Yeah, you there you
the
go,
tip
fellas.
For everyone,
study
you
up.
To,
study
to
up and
out.
Hit the books, man. Study
yeah,
up and hit the books, fellas.
Up, so.
You know what I mean?
In school, kids.
100%. Shout out Darren Paul in the chat team. Hashtag new Darren. How you feeling? A couple other super chats come in. Stephen Goldman says, on to the next one. 50 burgers still intact. Let's go. Shout out to Stephen Gomez, Stephen Gomez. D. Roy sent a super chat. Says, not questioning coach's decision, but he could have mixed it up a little bit and put Deuce in for a few stops on Ross. We were too predictable. I hear that, but, you know, it's hard to have the coach come in and bring a rookie in the fourth quarter ice cold like that. I wouldn't see that happening either. You know, the guys out there have to get those stops. That's on Burks, whose defense has been fairly good since the season started, just not tonight. And it's on RJ, whose defense has been pretty good since the season started, just not tonight. So I think, you know, they gave Tibbs some good enough tape for him to trust them, and they didn't come through. Manifesto INS sent a super chat, says Archbishop Malloy and MSG tonight. Cole played well. Yeah, he was outstanding tonight. Salute to Cole Anthony, no doubt. All right, back to the phones we go. Val from Jersey. Val, what's good, bro?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
Good, man. How you feeling, man?
Good. All right. Listen, I'm at my point with Julius Randle where I kind of cringe when I see point Randle.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 years, I gave it a pass because we didn't have any point guards, but now we have Kemba and D. Rose, and I still cringe when I see him bring the ball up court. I saw him steal 2 rebounds from Mitchell Robinson, so I'm like, okay, it's that kind of stat pad tonight we're getting from Randle. He kept bulldozing into the, like, he would drive and bulldoze into, like, you know, the defenders and stuff. RJ was throwing out his rhythm. Fournier was throwing out his rhythm. Obi couldn't get his rhythm. And it's like, where was this energy against Atlanta? You know, and that game just leaves a bad taste in my mouth, even to this day. It's just like, going forward, do you see, like, Randle just ever just stop with the Fizdale-era tactics and just being a good basketball player?
Well, I mean, thanks, Val. Well, that's on this coach, you know. I'm with you. You know, you have 2 capable point guards. Let them handle the rock. You know what I'm saying? Let them handle the rock. You don't have to do it all. Yeah. And that was one of my questions, JD, going into this season. When we're talking about all the questions, I said, look, Julius and his trust with his new teammates, with Kemba, with Fournier, you know, that adjustment, that chemistry has to be built. Those adjustments have to be made.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be tough because I know the fans are going to look at Randle a lot and deservedly so, right? He's our best player. But I also think the coach has to help him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, and this is what happens when you have a roster, you know, expectations go higher, mm-hmm. right? And now, you know, tight games, everything is magnified, yeah. and your best player is Julius Randle. Yeah. You know, this is when the conversation starts of to become a championship contender, you need that guy that you can give the ball to where he can give you a bucket and at the very least can create a positive play if he doesn't, you know, get the score. But if you're Thibodeau, you have to look at this roster and you just have to feel the game on a game-to-game basis. I understand that Randle, you know, look at a night like tonight. Mm-hmm. Those stats, he still had 30 and whatever he did. You know, he still had a double-double, had good statistics, but they didn't impact winning. And so Thibodeau has to adjust to how Randle is playing throughout the game. And like I said, I was disappointed that we did not finish the game going to Rose more. I was also disappointed that, hey, you know, this is the night where not one, not two, not three, multiple players didn't have it tonight. Yeah, couldn't make a shot. Make it, you know, set a little statement. Play Grimes 10, 15 minutes, you know, switch it up. You brought McBride in for 4 seconds. Give him a little bit of burn in the second half. You know, these are the type of things that, you know, Phil Jackson used to do to kind of set a tone when he was a coach.
Early in the game, though, bro. Early in the game. Not when you're taking a 6-point lead into the fourth quarter. They blew it.
My thing, though, is it's hard for me. And, you know, I hear what JD saying. I agree with a lot of it. It's hard for me. I know the fans want us to, you know, smash Julius Randle's head through a wall. It's hard for me to blame someone who had 30 points and 10 rebounds. I mean, he was out there doing his job. He was out there working. And it's hard for me to put blame on somebody. Yes, Julius is not the best at figuring out when is time to pass and when is it time to shoot. He does tend to hog the ball a little bit. And I think that has to do with that mentality, like I was speaking to last season, where, look, the responsibility, a lot of it, let's say 90%, was on his shoulders. So, yes, there may be some bad habits that have to be broken there. But in this game, I can't blame somebody for hogging the ball when nobody else on their team outside of Derrick Rose had it tonight. What else was he supposed to do? Pass it to RJ so he could brick it up? I mean, the man was trying to be out there making something out of nothing. So I understand the criticism of Julius Randle's game in its entirety, and I completely agree with it. But for this game, I don't think he really had many options. There was nothing else going on.
And that's why the coach has to help him. Yeah. Because, you know, what is Julius Randle going to get the ball? He's going to say, no, I don't want it. Let me pass it. You know, like the coach is calling the you know, is running the end of game system through him. He knows he's our best player. He's a competitor. He's going to take those shots. That's why I put it on Thibodeau and CP. You said that, you know, with a 6-point lead. So you wouldn't play like a Grimes or someone just because we...
Bro, they had a 6-point lead. Win the game. You're playing the Magic.
Yeah,
win the game. I'm not even worried about Quentin Grimes right now with a 6-point lead.
I get it, but I'm saying don't be afraid to use a skill set of a player that you have on a bench to kind of close the game out. Maybe you play Grimes, and maybe Ross doesn't go off like that. Now, Grimes doesn't have to score the last points of the game, but you're using a certain skill set to kind of, you know, finally, because, yes, the Knicks were up 6, but the Knicks were up points earlier in the game, and the Magic kept showing that they were going to come back. They were going to come back. We just didn't have it. So sometimes I think even when you have a lead, it can also be misleading depending on how the game is going.
No, I
we were up 6. I wasn't totally confident that we were going to close that game.
Not only that, but look, let's go back to, I believe it was the first game of the season that we won. If you look against Boston, one of the things is that it really, if you look, Julius Randle wasn't doing what he did tonight. There was a lot of distribution of that ball. There was a lot of ball movement. Everybody got involved in some capacity, minus Kemba, who, you know, is going to take a little bit longer, I guess, to get, you know, into the swing of things, get that New York grit back. But the one thing that was something that we really enjoyed about that game was everybody did their part. Everybody had a nice stat line. It was 15 points here. It was 20 points here. It was 25 points here. This was not one of those games. This was a very lopsided game where Julius and Derek were on this side and the rest of the team was on this side, and the scale looked like this. So I understand the criticism of Julius Randle, and I agree with it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that criticism necessarily applies to the way that this game kind of unfolded, because there were not other options for him to pass that ball to that he had confidence in.
And also, Wally and Han had that debate on their post game as well, because Han's take was that, well, you know, Julius had it going in the first half. He was cooking Carter. So it's kind of hard to say, well, you know, dial it back, especially to your point, Ash, when a lot of these guys didn't have it going. And shout out First Lady of Sports. She sends a super chat because she also had a good point in that in the fourth quarter. Knicks couldn't beat that zone. You know, Magic went back to that zone in the fourth, and we couldn't execute. So that's another thing, again, from Tibbs' perspective, when he talks about, you know, what they want to take away from this game and to learn from. They got to execute better out of the zone, you know, because they have the pieces to break it down, whether it's, you know, running it through the middle, through Julius, through RJ, or, you know, busting it from the outside with Rose's three-point shooting, or Burks, or Fournier, whoever's out there. They certainly have the personnel to get out there and do it. They just have to execute it a little bit better.
Tibbs really needs to go ahead and watch that game back against Boston and try to go ahead and recreate that same Magic for the rest of the season, because that was continuity basketball. That was what you want from a team that has depth. There wasn't one guy doing more than somebody else. And yes, there are going to be days where Julius has the big stat line, where Evan has the big stat line, where D Rose has the big stat line. We get that. Because, you know, some guys have it a little bit hotter than others, but you still want that supporting cast. You still want those numbers, those stat lines, to be somewhat similar in the way that they're distributed, in the way that they look. So there's a lot of fault to be passed around here. I just don't know if the fault on Julius in his game as a whole really applies to this specific situation, because RJ didn't do his part. Evan was non-existent. Yeah. Kemba was non-existent. Tibbs, his rotations, managing the depth was non-existent. There's a lot of other things, and I feel like Julius is at the bottom of that totem pole right now.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Hit that like button. We got 1,100 people here on the chat. Let's get up to 1,000 likes, man. CP Ashley Moss, JD Sports Talk. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Fellas, as usual, go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D sends a super chat. Everybody in the chat, throw a hashtag PE in the chat. He says, had domestic duties, but yeah, this is the NBA. All 82 requires attention and grit. Let's remember, LOL, win or learn. Terrence the Raptor, Magic, Nick Killer, the one we didn't get. Yeah, he was mad at that. Yeah, you know, so many, many, many times we were flirting with Terrence Ross, man, and he certainly a microwave and absolutely torched us in that fourth quarter. Fourth quarter was all him.
Fourth quarter Noel's was all hurt, Terrence Ross. Guys. Someone says, are we paying Noel to sit at home? He's hurt. What do you want him to do?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing we haven't seen him yet, but, you know, it is what it is. He's got to hurry up and get back.
What's the situation? It's knee, right?
Yeah, they say it's a knee. They say it's a knee, so hasn't played at all in training camp, preseason, or the season. So
we don't have a timetable.
They did say before the first Magic game that he was close, quote unquote. So take it for what you will. All right, back to the phones we go. Tom from Yonkers, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, CP?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. With this game, it is what it is. We went down to Orlando. We smacked them, embarrassed them on home court. They came back, and they wanted to play with some grit, and they did. We had a lid on the basket, and couldn't shoot the ball well, whether it was free throws or with three-point shots, And you live and you die by the three. Mm-hmm. Tonight we die by the three. Yep. It happens,
So
it's one game in a long season. And one other thing I want to touch on,
mm-hmm.
RJ, when he plays defense, is so key to our team. In those first two games, when people were guarded by RJ, they shot 18% mm-hmm. combined mm-hmm. in those first two games. And this one, he didn't seem quite as into it. Head down kind of defense and really not quite as locked in. So I know people have been ragging on RJ a bit, but when he plays defense, I mean, he really makes up at the perimeter for what we've lost. We have Fournier out there and Kemba, and they don't put in the same defensive ability. But when you have RJ to make up for it, it really can complete that starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a rough game, but we can come back from that. 50 burger, still intact.
Let's go.
Still rocking with that.
Still rocking.
Stay strong. Stay strong in the face of adversity. All right? Listen, man.
JD turned off the grill tonight just for today.
I even tried the George Foreman. It's not working. Nothing's working for me tonight. But stay strong. We got this, man. Tuesday, we'll bounce back.
Why do you have a George Foreman grill right next to your desk?
Because I'm trying to cook anywhere, man.
The stove
is not working.
He's got 48 burgers to cook, Ash. He needs every appliance he can get. You know what I'm saying? The stove might go out on him.
I had it ready and I had it next to my desk. I thought we were gonna win, and then I'm like, damn, it's not gonna happen tonight.
Let's go.
It's not gonna happen.
Back to the phones we go. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up on Free Squad. Take a couple more calls before we wrap. Jay Boogie told me he was gonna call in. So if you're gonna call in, hit us up. Let's go to D from North Carolina. D, what's going on?
CP, what's good? Ashley, JD, what's good?
What's good, bro?
I have a couple points I wanted to make. One, mm-hmm. I feel that, again, Tibbs needs to kind of stretch that rotation now, especially in the fourth. I felt that when Terrence Ross started cooking, he should have tried to throw Grimes on him or something to try to alleviate, some of that, because Barrett, not only was he having a bad night, but he was tired. So, and then, with all these fans, I'm starting to doubt a lot of the acumen from a lot of these Knicks fans, mm-hmm. because they're saying, RJ Barrett this. Listen, look at Randall before he came to the Knicks. He's, what was he doing? He was a top pick. He needed that time to get to where he's at now. RJ's only 21.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're saying, they're not looking at the path that Randall had to go to get to where he's at.
Yeah.
And, another thing, you look at it with – everything, like the other caller said, we have 32 games that we can lose to still get that 50 burger. But do you see anybody falling off the hinges because Milwaukee lost to the Timberwolves?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to happen. Everybody in this league made it to this league because they could ball. So you're not going to just beat anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Got to be on your A game, man.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you gotta be on the A game, man, and appreciate the call. Orlando came in and they wanted it. They wanted that win for that first win for the coach. We embarrassed them on their home court. And as Fredo came in and said, look, those second half of the home and homes are hard to win. Those are hard games to win, man. So
back to backs in this league is hard to win. As I mentioned, the Suns smoked the Lakers, and the next night, last night, they lose by 29 points to the Blazers.
There you go.
The Hawks go and they play the Cavaliers. and they lose to the Cavaliers. So yeah. It's like, was this, are the Cavaliers a better team than the Hawks now? Like, it's early on. Usually you see some of these games, CP, early yeah. on in the season where people, you know, teams are trying to get into a rhythm. You know, everyone's trying to get their rotation set. You have players in and out, you know, and that's why I said I'd rather it happen now. Learn from it now,
yeah.
And you want to be as a team in a duration of an 82-game season. You want to get hot at the right time, so just got to bounce back next year.
The only thing, and look, I could be completely wrong, but the only thing I don't see because D was with you, JD, on the whole, you know, throw Grimes in with a 6-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Orlando Magic. I don't see Tom Thibodeau throwing in a Quentin Grimes who's ice cold at this point. To go get a defensive stop. I just don't see it. You up by 6 points. You got Derrick Rose, Julius, RJ, so on and so forth on the court against the Orlando Magic. You're supposed to win that game. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You're not playing the Nets. You're supposed to win that game.
No, I agree in a sense that if you were to rank it, that's why I said first as a higher priority, I hold Tibbs accountable for not going through Rose. So I think if you make that adjustment first, we don't even need to have a Grimes or a McBride or a whatever. You know, we don't need to have a conversation of, oh, you should have inserted player X, right? So I think the first thing, the biggest culprit is not ending the game through Rose instead of going to Randall. After that, if you know you see nothing is happening, you see Ross is going off, Fournier doesn't have it from the perimeter, RJ is struggling on both ends of the court, I wouldn't mind throwing the Grimes out there and get a spark plug. You know, I'm not saying that he was going to score 10 points or that he is going to be a difference, but you know, and I'm looking at some of these post-game quotes. And everyone is talking about the energy was low. We didn't have energy tonight. Randall is saying, you know, so if that is really the sentiment, if you didn't have energy, then usually that's where you go and try to get a spark plug from, you know, someone else at the end of the bench. So that's all I'm saying. But you're right. This is what we wish could happen. But with Tibbs, you know it's unlikely.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. All right, let's go through it rapid fire, man. CL Kendrick with a super chat says, T-Ross killed us with the clutch shots. Paul Quick super chat says, Kemba literally can't guard anyone. No perimeter D at all. RJ chasing Ross at all around to no avail. He was not good. He was not good, Ash. No excuses. Fournier sat too long. Shout out my guy V with the super chat. Movie Juice says we had Hans and Franz over there looking like the Ball Brothers.
Hans and Franz.
I guess he's talking about Mo Wagner. Put some respect on the other Dave and his brother. His brother wasn't really hitting anything though. Franz Wagner.
Can I tell you, I also did not know that Lopez was in Orlando.
Yeah, Rallo's in Orlando, man. I like him, man. He's a funny guy.
I like Robin. I just had no idea he was in Orlando.
I
saw him and I was like, wait, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, Rallo's there, man. I think he went from Milwaukee to Orlando this year, so shout out to him. Jeffrey Lynn sends a super chat, says Tibbs about to chew them out. Faith in the squad, hashtag new. Mark McGinnis sends a super chat. Julius reminded me of why the beginning of his tenure was so tough to watch tonight. Aaron Vasquez, thanks for the super chat. $10 super chat. Christian Rodriguez, $10 super chat. Says, first time here in the chat, but I've been watching since my brother put me on last season. So shout out to your brother. He said, this is early. Congrats to 50K subscribers, and I'll catch you on the Discord. Oh, he said, this is an early congrats to 50K subscribers. So he's putting that energy out there, JD. Let's go.
Facts.
I like that.
He already sees the future. It's gonna happen soon.
I like that. We did hit 43, man. So you know, salute to everybody who's been subscribing, hitting that like button, hit the thumbs up button, sharing these videos. It all contributes.
And let me say something real quick. There's some people in the chat saying that, oh, you know, JD, you gotta hold RJ more accountable.
Yeah, I saw people come. Yeah, somebody came at me on Twitter about that.
But here's the funny thing. Okay, and I'm the one that's saying maybe you should have inserted Grimes for RJ.
Yeah.
How much more accountable can you hold the
Nobody's
player
listening, man. Nobody's
you
listening.
Decide to bench the third overall pick, right? And you decide to bench him in the fourth quarter
for a rookie,
a late first-round pick.
They still don't hear you.
Because you don't think that he can play the defense that you need against a bench player. I mean – if you're RJ and that actually happens, I'm pretty sure you're personally, you know, a little bit like upset or a little, maybe even embarrassed.
They
right?
still don't
and,
hear
you. And this team is a deep team. So nobody's rotation spot is really safe. In terms of, you know, a player comes in and they play well, you don't know what could happen. I'm not saying that RJ isn't, you know, he's not going to lose any his rotation spot. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, how much more accountable can that be? Like, you want me to curse him out? I'm over here arguing with CP about inserting Grimes in a 6-point lead. Right. You know, so, I mean, I don't know what more the fans want tonight.
You can't win, man. You can't win. They wanted to go 82-0, man. You know, it just is what it is. We spoiled. All right, back to the phones we go, because I know my man is calling in super long distance. Muhammad from Australia. Muhammad, what's going on tonight?
Hey guys, wonderful show as usual.
Thanks, bro.
And big shout out to everyone who support this channel.
Yes, sir.
A couple of takeaways from being so far away, right? Mm-hmm. So I've got a different lens in looking at this. It's the third game in the season. We're going to rather learn now. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Knicks play down to the team. They just lack urgency. Mm-hmm. I don't even believe it's an energy issue. Thibs keeps calling it out. It's the 48-minute game. You got to play 48 minutes. Mm-hmm. There were times that the Knicks had good shots that just didn't roll in. Just rimmed out. That's just luck. But one thing that's obvious for me is, and this is for Randall, RJ, the young guys who are the engines of the team. Mm-hmm. They need to know that to move from good to great, when it isn't your day, it's just not rolling in. You gotta trust your team. I didn't see a lot of play set for Rose. He wasn't hunting, he was just finding it and taking it. And that I think just comes from experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing they could have been doing for Fournier as well. It's just, you know, you gotta feed the guys. You can't just try to hunt your own because you're just pissed off, it's not working. Sorry, this is out loud. But you just can't do it like that. You can't just force it and get aggro about it because you lose composure. And that's what I saw in the last sort of 7 minutes. The guys started to lose composure and things got frustrating. But you know what? They'll learn.
Yeah, true story, man. Thanks for the call, man, and enjoy the day out there in Australia. Yeah, you're right. I thought they just, you know, things just fell apart at the seams. And, you know, the lack of continuity, the lack of flow throughout the game carried over. And once Terrence Ross got cooking, we started to press a little bit. And as Muhammad said, you know, you wanted, D-Rose was cooking all night. You know, you couldn't have asked for a more perfect game than what he's been giving us. Super efficient, once again, from the field tonight. Let me look up his stats. What do you have from three tonight? 5 of 8.
5 for 8.
5 for 8 from 3 tonight.
5 of 8, man. Should have shot 3 or 4 more.
Yeah, 23.9 at 16 from the field. You got to feed that man, Tibbs. Got
to
feed him.
I mean, he's definitely putting an end to any argument about who should close at this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was in my closing lineup, JD.
You know, so was Burks.
Yeah, and we saw it. But my guy Burks didn't deliver. But Tibbs went there. Tibbs went. Rose.
You're right.
Burks. Thanks. For a long time, RJ, Julius, and Mitch. The closing.
Well, I always thought, you know, when we did the four lineups, I always thought you and I were going to be closest because I just didn't think, I just don't think they're ever going to play Rose and Kemba together.
No. Disaster. And we got to figure out what we're going to do with Kemba. But we give him some time. Figure out.
Next week, it's going to be an important week, CP.
What we got?
Good week next week.
Oh, yeah. Big week.
What we got.
Big week.
We got some big games next week.
Big games, man. We got Sixers on Tuesday. We got Bulls on Thursday. And shout out my guy, Corey Talbot, Hardwood Herald. He's coming through tomorrow. We're going to do the game of the week preview, Knicks versus Bulls. 3-0 Bulls coming in hot. You got Lonzo running and gunning. He's coming off a triple-double performance. They just watched the Pistons last night as well. So that's going to be a big game this week. And then in New Orleans, no Zion, but in New Orleans. So on the road. And Brandon Ingram is playing well. So three tough, tough matchups this week. So we can't dwell on this loss for too long because we got to bounce back and get right.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Next game on national TV.
Next
TNT.
Next up.
Sixers.
So. Yeah, man. To the Discord we go. Ratan, what's going on in the Discord? What's going on?
What up, CP? First time, long time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no, man. No problem. So I was just echoing everyone else's thoughts. Basically, I'm frustrated with Tibbs. Not lack of trust, but not giving quickly enough of a rope, I guess, that you should give him for him specifically. That lineup that he likes to do with Kemba and Deuce, I'd like to see Quick get some minutes in that. No, it's a young backcourt. It's a very young backcourt, and Tibbs probably won't like that. But I think there's a lot of potential in that backcourt, especially shooting and the capabilities of defense that McBride has. So I think that's something that Tibbs should look forward to. And other than that, nah, man. Like we knew getting Mitch back was going to be so big for our rim protection, and his bowling capabilities look very, very solid. He's shown no flaw in that from you so far. So I'm really happy with that. That was like the next progression you had to take. Mm-hmm. So far, so good in that aspect. And the rim protection is what it is. We just need Noel back, and then to just for Tibbs to just expand the rotation. It was a frustrating thing about him. We knew that from the jump, but it's something that he has to learn. He has to get over that hump. He has to learn to get us over that hump, basically. So for me, a lot of this stuff is going to come onto him and see how far he's going to allow himself to grow and change, essentially, as a coach, but for the better, right?
Yeah, no question, man. Good points. Definitely good points. And I don't know, Quick struggled again today. 0-for-4 from the field. Only 12 minutes. I don't think Tibbs, really trusted him much tonight. And he went with Burks. He gave Burks 25 minutes tonight. So he went with his vets. I'm not sure. Quick's been struggling. He got back on track on Friday, but nothing consistent so far. So we'll sit back and see how that progresses.
Yeah, no, man. Great to hear you. Great to a big fan of the show, and take care.
Where are you calling in from?
Toronto, man. Toronto.
Oh, all right. T Dot in the building. Let's go.
Home of the Six God.
Let's go, man.
And the Nine God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Be easy up there, bro. Good to hear from
you. You too, man. Have a good day, man.
I think this year, this is how they're gonna basically Tibbs is gonna manage quickly. Think it's going to be, they're coaching him because they want to develop him. But I think, I think they'll have a real, real, short leash on him just because, his game and Thibodeau, he comes in and he shoots 3-4-3s. And if he's not coming in hitting shots, I think Tibbs will have a short leash. So just, quickly has to make sure that he's sharp as soon as he comes into the games.
No question.
And before we get ready to close out, I just want to give a special shout out to one of my favorite New York Knicks, once a Knick, always a Knick, Carmelo Anthony. He just moved into ninth on the all-time NBA's regular season scoring list, passing Moses Malone.
Yeah, shout out to Melo.
27,410 points. So shout out to Three of the Dome, Melo. We're very proud of you.
Shout out to Melo. Who are they playing tonight, Lakers?
The Lakers are playing that. I have no idea. Probably a team that they should.
They're losing by one to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, to the Grizzlies. Exactly. Okay. They're playing John Morant.
All right. Back to the phones we go. Let's go rapid fire real quick. Ryan from Long Island, you up next. What's going on?
All right. Ryan from Long Island, but I'm in Texas right now. I've been living here for a minute.
All good.
But 81-1. Gotta say, not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You look at tonight, you go in, you beat these guys by 30 something points. You come in, you think you're gonna smoke them. You got all the confidence in the world. I mean, you see it in any sport. I've done it myself, and I'm not even that good at sports.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in and you think you're gonna, just hammer them down, and sometimes the shots don't fall. It is what it is, I look at tonight, not a big deal.
No doubt. That's it?
Rapid fire.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, man, rapid fire, man.
It's my first time calling in. I don't know this stuff.
Oh, all right. Well, good, man. Appreciate the call, man. Where in Long Island did you come from, bro?
I'm out in Suffolk.
Okay. No doubt. Suffolk County, man. Holding it down. Ryan, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. That was super rapid fire, JD. Caught me off guard. I was like,
yeah,
you caught me. I was like...
Right. What you wish for?
Hey, just
you're used to saying rapid fire. The first call usually doesn't comply,
and they go like 5 minutes.
You have to get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
So we got caught off guard.
They're trying to put the loss behind them.
That's a fact. All right, man. Vinny from Florida, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love you guys' show.
Thanks a lot, man. How you doing?
Yeah, no problem. I'm good, man. Thank you. But, you know, I'm pissed off about tonight's loss, man. I think we had so many opportunities to pull away. And every time I look up, Cole Anthony's hitting the threes. You know what I mean,
yeah,
man? We couldn't stop him tonight.
Killing us.
You know?
Yeah.
And then Terrence Ross in the fourth quarter is going nuts.
Yeah.
But what I'm most pissed off is I saw Fournier didn't come into the fourth quarter until 3 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, he's having two straight games. He went off. And I don't know. Maybe they gave up tonight. I don't know. But I'm really pissed about this one, man. And, you know, love you love you guys' show. And have a good night, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Pissed off.
Appreciate that, man. Hang in there. We bounce back Tuesday, man. We'll be back. We'll definitely be back.
Everybody's so sad tonight. It's killing me.
I think I remember, CP, when we did our defensive lineups, that I had Burks.
Yeah, you did.
And I had RJ.
You did.
I think, you know, to the caller's point, I think with Tibbs, and this is what happens. You don't win, and it backfires, right? Because now you're looking at, well, the way Fournier has started, why would you not have him there? But, you know, once Ross started cooking up, I think Tibbs was trying to find a defensive combination to kind of attack that. He figured, well, with Burks, I still have enough offense. Maybe RJ can hit a three or two. And I think that's what he was thinking to close the game, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Didn't work. But again, this is where the questions are gonna come up. You know, every game. How long do you go with Fournier? How long do you go Burks? How long do you go Rose? How long do you go Kemba? It's gonna happen, man. It's gonna happen. So tonight was one of those. Game three, the questions have come up. So let's see how that goes. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. All right, we're gonna go three more calls before we wrap up. Let me hear from my guy Aaron, who's not cool. My guy Aaron is not cool. A MSG frequent visitor. Aaron, were you at the game tonight?
No, I was not at the game tonight. I had a couple friends in town, so I had to miss the game tonight.
Okay.
But I was watching at the bar. I think that, you know, a lot of people are sad. I think this is actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like, especially with how we showed out in Orlando, we showed what we can do. And this was an opportunity to show where we can't be complacent. You know, so it's nice to see, you know, we shot 37%, which is just like so unbelievably bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can, you know, it feels like we can only go up from here, and then we can see, you know, everybody had mistakes, even Tibbs, with how, you know, when things get tough, when the momentum moves around, you know, how do we move? You know, where do we go? This felt like, you know, I was watching Titanic the other night, and I felt like we were this looks like new money. You
right.
know, like they don't know what to do with it right now. So,
yeah,
I'm hoping that
it's a good analogy. It's a good analogy, man. They were definitely profiling Jack when he jumped on the ship. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. They did him.
We're trying to look like Cal right now.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, if you're going to throw tomatoes at me in the chat, make sure you throw some cheese and some toast because I like that bruschetta. All right.
Gotcha.
No, I'll say goodbye.
Let me write that down.
Salute my guy Aaron is not cool, man. All right. We're coming up with a final two. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. A couple more super chats to come in. Shout out to D. Roy. He says, at some point after all the missed shots, coach got to look at his bench at X. Who can get us a basket or stop Ross? One or the other. B. Suede Super Chat says, we just need to be patient, waiting on Kemba to get some continuity. But the starters, once that happens, his defensive weaknesses won't hurt as much. Junior Caroma says, terrible effing loss. Jesus Christ, Knicks. Why? To the Magic, though. Nah, bro. And he's put Magics. A lot of people call him the Magics.
Yeah, CP, the Giants won today too, man.
They did. They did. Yes, they did. And that's all I'll say, because it's been a very disappointing season. But I am pleased that they won today.
Disappointing for whom? It's great over here.
That's why I was trying to keep it brief.
8-5-1?
That's why I was trying to keep it brief.
Can we X out Ash's window and say it's technical difficulties?
Yeah, I got the mute button over here, man. I'm going to do them like ESPN be doing. I'm on around the horn.
Mute. We'll say shout out to the 5-1 teams.
Freeze them. Anyway, as we were saying here, Angel from Philly's up next. Angel, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, CP? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. What's going on?
pissed off, man. I'm mad we lost this game. JD, yeah. Don't worry about that. The grill, you know what I'm saying? We're going to light that grill up on Tuesday because we're beating Philly. You know what I'm saying? So keep the grill ready. We're going to come back. We're going to snap that 20-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired of the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? So we need to beat them on Tuesday. Mi amor, mi reina, ¿cómo está mi amor?
I'm good. I'd be better if we got a win. Where were you?
Hey, listen, man, I had to make that money. You know, I got to get ready for that dinner at the Garden.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, first thing first, man, hit that thumbs up for your boys. Man. Hit that subscribe button. Like, show the show some love. We need all that. Mm-hmm. So, listen, you know, when it comes to this game, listen, there's going to be games where, you know we're supposed to win and we're going to lose, right? Like, let's be honest, the Magic are garbage. They're not better than us. The problem is we have to stop playing to the level of competition, right? We played Boston. We played them hard. It's a good game, and then we wind up beating them. And then we beat Orlando. We whipped them, and then we're thinking it's all sweet and it's all good, and then we lose. We got to stop playing to the level of competition. You feel me? And, you know, we play them next month, so I'm not too worried about that. But this is what I'm more worried about, right? The fact that the Knicks have shot in 70% from the free throw line the first game, 52% the last game, and 68% this game. We got to make our free throws if we're going to beat teams like this, because I don't understand why we're shooting threes like we're Golden State Warriors. It's just getting on my nerves. Like, we passed up so many open buckets at the rim to shoot threes when we're cold. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, I like the fact that we're shooting threes, but we're shooting way too many threes. And for God's sakes, why are we playing so much one-on-one basketball? We play best when we move the ball. If you move the ball, the ball is going to drop into the bucket. You feel me? And, you know, when I'm looking at some of these stats right here, Randle, Fournier, and RJ, they shot 5 for 24 from 3. If you're shooting for falling, what's the one thing that the Knicks have over Orlando? Go to the basket.
Yeah.
We're too big for these boys. Why are we shooting threes? You know, and the same thing with OB, Burks, and Quickly. They shot 1 for 9 from 3. I mean, that's just ridiculous right there. Go to the basket. And the one thing that we have to do is be consistent. We're not consistent on offense or defense. We look good in spurts, right? But another thing that's really puzzling is through the first three games, we've given up 53 in three games to open a season. That's the most that I know in the history of the Knicks. That is way too many threes. We got to play better than that. Now, we know we're better than that, but it goes down to the competition. Stop playing on Orlando's level when you know you're a playoff team. This team is going to be in the lottery again this year coming up. So let them celebrate their NBA Finals win. Yeah. They're not going nowhere, but I know where we're going. We're going to the damn playoffs.
Let's go.
So y'all need to have that positive energy, man, because I'm getting ready to go to my first Knicks game next month. And I'm telling you, CP, the ticket is on me. I'm willing to pay. And Ash, if you want to come stop playing, I got you too. You feel me? So I'm all prepared. And let me tell you something. On Tuesday, we're winning this game. I'm sick and tired of Philly. I'm sick and tired of these Sixers fans talking trash to me. Oh, we won 23.
Oh, yeah, you in Philly too, man.
Guess what?
You
right.
In Philly, man.
I hear it all the time. But you know what? We're going to beat them. It's going to end this year.
Let's go.
You just got to stay positive. And this is a lesson learned, man.
Okay.
So you know what? It's on to the next game.
Let's get
Y'all
it.
Y'all have a good night. Y'all know who it is.
The Angel, Star the I'm Dart out. Simp. Appreciate the call, man. And the closer of the night coming in hot, J Boogie of North Carolina. J Boogie, what's going on, man? Let's set the record straight, man.
Salute, 3 capital S's.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest. I ain't even supposed to be on this phone tonight.
Yeah, it was
but
a bum
I talked
night.
To the general manager earlier today, and I said, yo, I'm only going to call in tonight because it's Sunday and I'm supposed to do sermons on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I had to get woke up out my mattress and have my wife telling me, yo, we losing. I couldn't believe what was going on. So I had to go check the videos and see what's happening, you know what I'm saying, about this game. I don't even watch bump games, no nothing. I expect to wake up on a victory. This is a bad taste in my foot, it's out of my mouth tonight. I do not like this L. Maybe some of y'all are cool with it in the chat, in the orange and blue world. I'm not. This is a very important game. This is the type of game you need to win for later on in the season. You tie with somebody at the sixth seed, and you get pushed from the playoff spot into a play-in spot. It's the difference between all the games that we are supposed to win. You know what I'm saying? This game is like a playoff matter when you're playing somebody in the regular season on a back-to-back night game. That reminds me of game four when we played the Bulls, and they came back, and we Charles Smith, and then went back to Chicago. We ain't come back. That's the type of feeling I got against Orlando Magic. We're supposed to smash these tight teams, but I'm not going to point no fingers at no players. I'm not going to do that like people doing in the chat. I'm not going to talk about no players. What I want to talk about tonight is the motivation. Where was the motor at tonight? Where was somebody getting in their other teammates' face telling them they need to turn up, man? Where was the starter kick? We needed a piston on that bench tonight, man. We need somebody to be a vocal leader on our team for nights when come to perform. We do not show up, man. That's what we're missing. No, stop shooting the trade. Get to the bucket, man. Go to the rack. Put pressure on the rim. We don't have that type of conversation on the court. So therefore, we're gonna stay doing what we're doing, trying to make up what we didn't do last year, trying to be a better 3-point shoot team. I can't say this about Julius. His jumper was off, but he did put pressure on that rim, trying to dribble and get to that rack. So I'm gonna give him the props with that, man. But we cannot allow no more L's against teams we're supposed to beat. This is a bum night, and I'm not supposed to be on this phone, man. I look for us to straighten our face Tuesday night against the Sixers, man. Handle your business and erase this right here. All we did was turn up the daggone volume on ESPN when their ratings been down. They get they get their ratings up even higher when we lose and they get to talk about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. I don't like that, man. So everybody have a great night. Wake up, be happy. Appreciate you got a job to go to tomorrow. Don't feel like, it's Monday, I don't want to go to work. Yes, go to work and just start, you know what I'm saying, prepping yourself for the week and start, you know, solidifying your home, man. Shout out to everybody in the orange and blue rocking in the chat. I love you all. Shout out to my general manager, you know what I'm saying, the great CP. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Ashley, the Wonder Woman herself. I thought she was Thelma, and we supposed to have a good time tonight, you know what I'm saying? But Orlando came through and did something different. But shout out to the Griselda, the pretty boy, fly boy, you know what I'm saying, JD, we in the building. Shout out to Super Day, the best poor man, and you know who I Let's am. Go. Salute, 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 three capital S's. See you Tuesday night. Handle your business.
Let's go. Throw some fives in the chat. J Boogie, the closer. This was a bum night. He didn't even want to come on tonight. Well, I told him, come through for the Sunday sermon, bro.
Gave us a new perspective on Monday because I wasn't looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah. But now I am. That's a fact. You know that Monday feeling.
That's a fact, man. That is an absolute fact, man. But yeah, you know, look, it was a disappointing loss, of course, to a bad team at home at that, you know, coming in on momentum. But hey, we went on Tuesday. You back fire up the grill, JD. That's all I'm going to say, man. If we win on Tuesday, fire up that grill, man, because we got a tough matchup against a tough defensive team with a dominant big man, and we got to see how we fare, man. It's going to be a measuring stick game, as Clyde said on the telecast. So let's dust this one off and get ready for the Philadelphia 76ers on Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, we got we'll do our weekly recap. And then we got my guy Corey Talbot of the Hollywood Herald. We're going to preview the Knicks versus Bulls game for next week, the game of the week. So definitely looking forward to that. Let me salute the rest of the Super Chats that have come in. Great show, Ashley. Great show, JD. Great show, Dave. Everybody in the chat, all the mods in the chat, as usual, man. Great show. Let's hit that like button one more time for your squad. B-Suede sends a Super Chat. Oh, I got that one. Jeffrey Falto says, this one is on Tibbs with a whole bunch of young legs chomping at the bit to make a splash. He left those guys in for too damn long. Danny Chong says, can't discount the fact that teams are going to be hyped to play a good Knicks team in the world's most famous arena. Fat Boy with kicks. The junior Knicks game at halftime was better offensive plays than the Knicks had all game. SMH Garden was upset tonight. King Matthew says, fourth quarter was a mess, but we move up. Hashtag 50 burgers and D-Rose plus 10 3-point boost because he's cooking it from deep. Don't worry, guys. We got this. Hashtag Knicks tape. Christian Rodriguez says, I think Tim was the one who went into the game with a bit too much confidence that rubbed off on the team. Cam's Corner says, it's Cam from Rhode Island. Salute. Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, it's just the first loss of the season. Blues, Brickyards happen. You'd rather be lost in the preseason, but hey, get mad. Get back at them the remaining games of the year. Hoodie's Vintage Super Chat says, bad loss, shooting slash coaching. No Evan till 3 minutes left. No Kemba, maybe dueling point guards. Too much ISO. Hopefully this is a wake-up call and a reality check. Yeah, hopefully, man. Hopefully. All right, I think I got all the Super Chats. So without further ado, once again, people, man, we appreciate everybody for tuning in. Remember that tonight's show is also available in audio podcast format. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher. You can find the links to tonight's show on KnicksFanTV.com. Go to KnicksFanTV.com for the links to tonight's show on podcast platform. So to everybody in the replay gang watching on the replay. And also on KnicksFanTV.com on the next day, as usual, Knicks Fan TV, Remy's player ratings. Player ratings are back. He breaks down every player, rates every player, and it's a great write-up after every game by Knicks Fan TV, Remy. So always remember that. As usual, the show is brought to you by Manscaped, number one men's grooming tool below the waist. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks. Enter promo code KFTV, sorry, for 20% off plus free shipping. All right? So we out of here. CP, Ashley, JD Sports Talk. See you guys next time.